And if you stuff a lot of things in your pockets, you say it makes them
bulge.
Okay. And you say, that shirt used to fit me, but then I washed it in it.
Oh, yeah. It shrunk up, shrank up, or, mm-hmm. or someone would say it drew up.
Mm-hmm. And every shirt I've washed recently has...
Yeah, has drawn up.
Or has. Another way of saying it has.
Or it has shrunk up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I hope this new shirt doesn't.
Yeah. Well, I hope this new one will not shrink, you know.
Uh-huh. And something that a woman would wear around her neck. A lot of things strung up.
Oh, you mean beads, or?
Uh-huh. You'd call that a what of beads?
Oh, just a string of beads.
And something she'd wear around her wrist.
A bracelet.
And what did people used to carry their money in?
You mean the ladies, or the men? Or just, they'd call them purses, or?
Mm-hmm. What about something that hold over you when it rains? You'd call that a...
Oh, you mean the umbrella? Mm-hmm. Umbrella or a parasol, some say.
Is that
what you're saying? We gotta say the umbrella.
Uh-huh. And if a woman likes to put on good clothes, you'd say she likes to...
Oh, I'd say sometimes like to dress up.
Mm-hmm. Would you say that about a man?
I could, you know, but it's used mostly, speaking mm-hmm. of women.
What if she likes to stand in front of the mirror and...
Oh, you mean... Oh, sometimes they'd say, oh, they like to stand and primp or
mm-hmm.
something. Yeah. You know, to look at themselves and fix up.
Uh-huh. Can you say that about a man? Does a man primp?
Well, I guess you could say it. I mean, now, most especially.
Mm-hmm.
With the dress, I mean, I like the boys and girls all so much alike. And the kids even will stand and they've got to have that hair fixed just so and all.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a man who primps a lot?
Oh, I don't know.
Do you ever hear him call a jelly bean?
Yeah, I have heard him called a jelly bean.
What does that mean?
Well, it's just the way they dress and all, I guess. I just don't know where they got the expression.
Mm-hmm. And the last thing you put on a bed, the fancy cover, would be a...
Well, just bedspreads, we mm-hmm. call them now.
Oh, what about, what did they used to call them?
Oh, let's see. I know that we used to call them different things. And
did you ever hear counter?
Yeah, counterpane or something like
uh-huh.
counterpane. Counterpane, I believe.
What was that like?
It was like a bedspread, but they were kind of, I remember, were heavier.
Uh-huh.
You know, heavier material.
What about something that women would make?
You mean quilts?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Go on a bed. That's for warmth. And, of course, they'd use them on top, too, you know, for they make real nice.
Mm-hmm. And at the head of the bed, you put your head on a...
Pillow?
Mm-hmm.